This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
What was Hurricane John slammed into Mexico late last night, stronger than a lot of experts thought it would be. The AP's Jennifer King has this.
Hurricane John struck Mexico's southern Pacific coast with life-threatening flood conditions, coming ashore to batter Punta Maldonado late last night as a Category 3 hurricane with winds of 120 miles per hour. The storm has weakened, but through Thursday, John's expected to produce up to 12 inches of rain across coastal Chiapas and 10 to 20 inches or more near the Oaxaca coast. The storm's rapid intensification had residents rushing to respond. Oaxaca's state government said 3,000 people were evacuated. AccuWeather senior meteorologist Matt Benz attributed the unexpected surge in strength to warmer oceans.
That rapid intensification has occurred more frequently in modern times as opposed to back in historical record.
The region's still recovering from Hurricane Otis that struck Acapulco as a Category 5 storm last October. I'm Jennifer King.
Israel and Hezbollah are trading strikes again. Lebanon's health ministry says the number of dead from 2 days of Israeli strikes in Lebanon is now over 500. Israel says this morning that dozens of rockets were fired from Lebanon into northern Israel, setting fires and damaging buildings. As conflicts rage on around the world, world leaders are meeting at the annual UN General Assembly in New York today. President Biden will address them. Donald Trump is rallying supporters yesterday in battleground Pennsylvania.
Early voting begins in Pennsylvania over the next 2 weeks, and we need each and every one of you to go out. Just don't take anything for granted. We have to win Pennsylvania.
Vice President Harris will be in Pennsylvania on Wednesday. Floods hit Italy's Tuscany region overnight, and this morning two tourists are missing. Rescuers have been searching. This is AP News. Now to obesity. AP correspondent Donna Warder.
Research by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that 40% of Americans are obese. That's roughly the same rate as 10 years ago. But Solveig Cunningham, a global health professor at Emory University, says severe obesity is growing.
We are seeing important increases in the proportion of Americans that are affected by severe obesity, which is obesity at a BMI of 40 or higher.
Cunningham says it's too soon to tell if newer obesity drugs such as Wegovy and Zepbound are effective. She says the goal is to prevent obesity in childhood.
Obesity developing early in life will continue to stack up as people age. So our main strategy, I think, right now is, can we prevent obesity in children?
I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.